Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things involving the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, back here with us and ready to go with the final Triple Crown race of the season.
Ready to rumble, my good friend. You know, though, before we get to the Belmont, who is racing on Saturday?
Please don't tell me that Thunder Snow is on the card at Belmont Park.
Thunder Snow is in the Met Mile and is a formidable, formidable foe.
What are his odds right now? I encourage all the listeners to load it up.
Well, I am looking now as I scroll back through. He's 5-1 in the morning.
Oh, dear gosh, load up.
In a tremendous field of older horses, but Thundersnow coming in off a nose victory over Gronkowski and Gunavera in
there's no question. There is no question. It was a freakish, and you know, we haven't even talked about this yet. Okay, I mean you had Thundersnow do what he did, and then what do we have happen in the Derby this year? Maybe there's something that's happening there, that as more of this continues to happen, it will help to diminish the shadow that has been cast upon the great racing career of Thunder Snow.
You know, I mean, the fact that you put all your faith and belief in Thunder Snow.
And it was well placed, too. It is being borne out by the body of work. All right, let's talk about this.
Never wavered.
Let's talk about this Belmont Stakes. I believe it is a field of 10. We will begin looking at them from inside out. First of all, Joe Eva at 30-1.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, this is a horse that's shipping in from Monmouth, and many people thought would be pointed to a race there at Monmouth. The connection said, well, they'd rather run in the Belmont than run up against Maximum Security. So they shipped into the Belmont thinking that might be an easier spot. I think that may be a little optimistic in their planning stages. A speed horse, Buzzy, he's likely to be on the front. I think he'll be there's not an overabundance of speed that has proven in their past performances, but I think, you know, this is a horse that I think will lead them into the final turn, but probably won't lead them out of the final turn.
Okay, probably the horse, as you said, that would probably go to the lead next to Joe Eva, Everfast, Dale Romans, 12-1.
Yeah, Everfast is a horse that I'm actually going to be rooting for. Not so much that I think he can win the race, but a horse that I think can certainly surprise as he has in the past. And I'm rooting for Dale Romans. Dale's had a tough spring, and you know, he's only won one race at Churchill. He's kind of been missing in action from the winner's circle pictures. And, you know, he's the winningest trainer in the history of Churchill Downs. So the man didn't suddenly
forget how to do it.
You know, forget how to win or
right.
Forget how to get a horse there. It's just, you know, in talking with Dale a little bit, you know, he just hadn't had the team this year. And things kind of certainly worked that way. And he told me a story, Buzzy, that Wayne Lucas came to him and said, listen, don't look at your year in single increments. Look at it in five-year increments or you'll drive yourself crazy. And it helped Dale. And Dale's one of the most jovial, fun-loving, never turn you down kind of guys, and I'm really rooting for Everfast. He ran a good second in the Preakness, and not without some credentials to run on the board here in the Belmont Stakes.
Okay, so again, Everfast coming out of the two hole. Besides Everfast, Master Fencer, 8-1, Julian Lapereux in the saddle.
Yeah, this is the Japan-bred horse, Buzzy. He was last in the Derby. He made a big move to be sixth. It was a non-threatening sixth. He did pass a ton of horses and came from way back in it. A lot of people think, well, by the time they get to the Belmont, this horse could really be sitting on go. You know, closers don't do that great in the Belmont. You have to kind of have a position coming out of that turn that's a little more forwardly placed. you know, much has been made of Master Fencer's training up to the Belmont. One of the DRF Daily Racing Form columnists and clockers, Michael Welch, has been pretty critical of his times and the way he's coming into the race. I think
he's going too fast or too slow?
Too slow, and, you know, he did take a bad step in his second-to-last work nearing the eighth pole, and he recovered well. And I thought his times have actually been better going into the Belmont than they were into the Derby. I think the horse has got a chance to hit the board. I was talking to my friend and yours, Rob Murphy, just the other day, Buzzy, in a great interview. Rob's one of these intellectual guys who digs and digs and digs
and
finds what he's looking for.
Which is a nice set-aside to you.
Well, you know, I'm an off-the-cuff kind of guy.
There's no question. No cuff.
But Rob, you know, said, you know, he looked at this, the mare, the dam of Master Fencer, and she ran 33 times over in Japan. She only won once. But she did have a number of second and thirds, and that might be this horse's kind of M.O. as well, Buzzy. I think if he does hit the board, it'll be in that second, third slot. But I wouldn't totally dismiss him.
Okay, so you go from Master Fencer to Tax, 15-1, Irad Ortiz Jr.
This is a horse that's very well bred, Buzzy, and he comes from an old Claiborne farm family, was bred and really owned by Claiborne and Adele Dillschneider. The new trainer, Danny Gargan, claimed this horse at Keeneland off a win last October, and two things. The horse has been gelded, and the horse has got blinkers, and he's been a different horse. Done a great job with him. Much has been said about this horse's training coming into this race as well. There's been some talk that he may have had a bruised foot. He has a glue-on shoe. You know, a lot of things get magnified in these Triple Crown races, Buzzy. Justify had a glue-on shoe, and it didn't seem to bother him in either the Preakness or the Belmont last year. I'm going to use Tax. I think he's got the pedigree. I think he's got the style, and he's had the Brisnet speed ratings to be right in the front part of this race. I'm going to use Tax. He's one of my top four.
Wow, Tax in the top four. All right, from Tax, we go to Bourbon War, 12-1, Money Mike Smith in the irons.
Yeah, interesting rider choice here for Mark Hennig. And this is a horse that I've been watching and touting all spring.
I really love
the way he ran down in Florida. I thought ran super against Code of Honor, I apologize, in the Fountain of Youth. The race just didn't set up for him in the Florida Derby. He subsequently didn't have the points to get in the Kentucky Derby. And to sharpen him up a little bit, Mark Hennig, who's a fantastic young man and a fantastic trainer, put some small cup blinkers on him for the Preakness, and it just didn't work. I mean, the horse kind of fought the blinkers, didn't like the new addition. The blinkers come off. Mike Smith goes on. Here's a horse that I definitely am going to use.
Wow. Okay. So here we go with Bourbon War at 12-1 to spin off 15-1. Todd Pletcher, Javier Castellano, 52-1 shot in the Derby.
You know, Buzzy, Spinoff is a horse that ran very, very well in the Louisiana Derby, coming off a maiden win at Tampa. Nick Bush is the lead exercise rider for Todd Pletcher. Really kind of turned Always Dreaming around before the Derby and got him right before the Kentucky Derby. And talking with Nick this spring, he was real high on Spinoff going into the Derby. Thought maybe he didn't see By My Standards come up on his outside and go by him in the Louisiana Derby. Thought he learned from that. Broke from the extreme outside in the Kentucky Derby and really never kind of got a grip of the race or the track. I think you can see him run a much better race. Buzzy, the thing that intrigues me about Spinoff is not only his connections with being Pletcher and Velasquez, but also the pedigree. You've got 49er and you've got Swale in his female family. And, that old Claiborne family shows up in big races, particularly as we get longer in distances. Here's another horse at some odds that could hit the board.
Okay, so we go from Spinoff at 15-1 to Sir Winston 12-1. Mark Cassie, Joel Rosario.
Yeah, this is a horse that ran well and earned his way into the Belmont off of his run in the Peter Pan. He's a horse that's kind of been a little forgotten, the second of the two Mark Cassie horses in this race. I think they're both very different. I think War Will would be more prominently placed, or Winston will maybe come from off of it a bit more. He's not a horse that I think or figures prominently in my handicapping for this particular race, Buzz.
Okay, we continue on from Sir Winston to Intrepid Heart, right? Am I right there on
yep.
Intrepid Heart?
Yes,
10-1.
Right.
Another Pletcher, Johnny Velasquez.
Yep. I said Spinoff, he'll have Castellano. Intrepid Heart, I'll have Velasquez. The Intrepid Heart ran in the Peter Pan against Sir Winston, didn't have the best of trips, but he's one of three horses in this race by the great Tappet. Probably our foremost sire in today's marketplace. Intrepid Heart is a horse that I think is tremendously improving. I think he'll love this the position that he'll find himself in. If he's good enough, I think he could be a prominent factor at the end of this race at some really good odds. You got Tacitus, a son of Tappet. You've got Bourbon War, a son of Tappet, and you got Intrepid Heart. But the thing that intrigues me most here, Buzzy, is that the dam of Intrepid Heart is also the dam of Commissioner, who ran second.
There you go.
In the Belmont Stakes.
Come on, come on. Okay, and so now we get to the outside. The two that I think are going to draw the most attention, War of Will, Mark Cassie, Tyler Gaffleone, 2-1.
Yeah, War of Will, you've got to love, really. His heart, his soul, his his tenacity. You know, he's never really, truly run a bad race on dirt. If you can draw a line through both the troubled races he had. The Louisiana Derby, he broke awkwardly, lost action early on. He never got in that race. It's a throwout race. And then he was making a huge move in the Derby, and we all know what happened in the final turn there. Did Tyler Gaffleone try to put him in a hole that wasn't there? Yeah, maybe, but the horse on the inside, Maximum Security, certainly came out, compromised a number of horses, including War of Will. I think War of Will really didn't redeem, because I don't think he had any redemption needs, but he certainly validated his credentials in the Preakness. Gaffleone took the rail that day. He ran on, he ran through, and he ran over, and he ran around. And, you know, he showed his mettle. And you know, I love the way that Mark Cassie has brought this horse right back to the races. He's the only horse of this three-row crop that will run in all three Triple Crown races. And he's a horse you root for because I think he's one of those that just, he just never quits. And you know, the fact of the matter is he and the horse we will talk about last are the two prime contenders for the Belmont Stakes.
Okay, and how about Tacitus? Tacitus, 9-5, Belmont, Jose Ortiz Jr.
Yeah, the son of Tappet that's probably the most qualified in this race, Buzzy. And from a pedigree perspective, ran well to be third in the Kentucky Derby. He had some issues in that, but he won the Wood Memorial before that in really striking fashion. He won the Tampa Bay Derby before that in similar fashion. He looks to be a very fresh horse. The connections skipped the Preakness, pointed for this race after the Derby. Has trained spectacularly. Kind of has become the hot horse, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he's the post-time favorite. You know, I'm torn, I think, you know, a little bit here, Buzzy. I really think War Will is a horse that you really love and root for. Tacitus may be a little fresher coming in, having a little more time in between the Derby and the Belmont, and maybe a little bit more on his toes, so to speak, although horses don't have toes. So I do think the race really boils down to those two. From a betting perspective, I don't think you can use both in the exotics and unless you get a little creative, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But Tacitus and War of Will are going to be your two prime protagonist and antagonist, and we'll see which of the two are the better man on Saturday.
So how do you play it, my friend?
Yeah, and this really kind of brings us to the strategy of the race, Buzzy. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use Tacitus and War Will over and under, meaning in the exactas and trifectas. I'm going to key those two, the 9 and the 10, 9 being War of Will, 10 being Tacitus. I'm going to use them over Intrepid Heart, Spinoff, War, Bourbon War, and Tax. Those four horses underneath and over top. I'm going to wheel them over top, both Tacitus and War Will. I will try one saver in case War Will and Tacitus kind of knock each other out and they don't hit the board. I am going to take one saver. I'll box Intrepid Heart, Spinoff, War Will, and Tax in one exacta to kind of in case the two long shots come in. But my keys are going to be Tacitus, War Will. No surprises there. But I do think that you could split those two and make some money by using Intrepid Heart, Spinoff, Bourbon War, and Tax.
Yeah, I'm just going to I am just going to kind of take it down just a little bit and put the money and focus it on Tacitus and Intrepid Heart. So I'm right there with you, kid.
I would say this, but you are a man that has long had an Intrepid Heart.
Well, and of course, the since you have the card there in front of you, okay, you have got, you have got the Belmont is what race on the card?
Well, I am got it right here in front
yes,
of me.
You do.
Hold
yes,
on.
You do.
Hold on. Hold on. I think it's, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to say it is, I'm getting to it, race number 11.
Race number 11. And so what race is the Met Mile?
The Met Mile is going to
be like number 9 or 10, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I'm having to scroll. The 10th will be the Manhattan, the Grade 1 Manhattan.
You cannot stop the Manhattan handicap, that's right.
Absolutely not. I mean, you got Bricks and Mortar there, man. I'm telling you, he's some kind of nice.
Yep.
And then you got the race number 9, which is the Metropolitan Handicap, the Grade 1 with your horse, Thunder Snow.
So is Thunder Snow in the Met Handicap or the Met Mile?
Well, he is in the run. I take that back. But he is in the Run Happy Metropolitan Handicap, which is the Met Mile.
See, that's even better. There's so much synergy there with Run Happy and everything. So after yes. I and those of my ilk load up on Thunder Snow, then we will take and do just what they do in Vegas. We will let it ride on Tacitus and Intrepid Heart.
You're going to parlay. You're going to parlay
yes.
everything you earn on from Thunder Snow, and you're going to put it on Tacitus in a back-to-back kind of slam, thank you, ma'am, kind of approach.
Absolutely. All right. And that, believe it or not, all of that, and that is the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, great as always visiting with you. Hopefully on this soggy weekend, the horse is with you.
With you as well, my friend. And let it be said that a man of your faith and consternation and stick-to-itness and determination, that you
loyalty.
Have never wavered. Not once have you ever wavered. Since Thunder Snow's, let's just call it, less than spectacular performance.
I am now. I'm now. What's that guy that, who is it that Gary West owns?
Maximum
Security.
Security.
I'm going to see if we can set up a match race between the Bolters, Maximum Security, and Thunder Snow.
Well, I think you should. I think you maybe of all people will be able to pull that off.
We could it'd be like a thing in Vegas. We could call it Redemption at the Racetrack. Do it pay-per-view. Yes, come on. Yes. Have a great weekend, my friend.
See you, brother.